Netflix is now valued at more than $100 billion after the company announced its fourth quarter earnings yesterday. Netflix has more than 110 million paid subscribers, adding 8 million in the fourth quarter alone. It's got to be partly off of success of hit shows like The Crown, Black Mirror, and Stranger Things. Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One, and he joins us now. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Peter. I had to do that. Sorry.
Thank you. And that was a reference. Please explain.
Family Guy.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Good. Let's get back to Netflix here. 8 million subscribers. That seems like a ridiculous amount of new subscribers in one quarter. Why so much growth?
Well, you've heard of, you know, the generational pastime is Netflix and chill. This is Netflix and kill, man. People are flocking to Netflix. It's like one-stop shopping for content, both its own premium series and the stuff they stream from legacy studios, and they're just crushing it.
So where are the customers coming from?
Look, there's no doubt, especially, you know, younger folks, they have no desire to blow $100, $130 bucks a month on a cable bill. So they're defiantly a la carte about their media consuming budget. They shell out for logins to services like Netflix and Spotify. And these Netflix numbers show that they're actually paying for these logins, you know, once their girlfriends break up with them or their parents kick them off their plans.
All right. The company also did something that's interesting, raised its subscription fee last quarter. So it went up like a buck to $10.99 a month. And obviously they don't mind. Customers are still paying.
Yeah. You know, I had one of my first landlords in New York would pull me aside and he would explain when he'd had a few drinks, like, slowly boil the frog and it won't even know what you're doing. So again, back to Netflix, you're breaking the notional cable bill sum of $100 or $130 bucks into smaller bite-sized subscriptions. Uh-huh. The question is, how many of these plans can you expect people to sign up for? And when do you hit login fatigue and people beginning to wonder if they aren't better off with the old cable bundle? We're just not there yet.
It also just feels like a ton of pressure for Netflix. They're getting a lot of new subscribers, but they're also spending billions of dollars every year. And they've kind of got to, like, hit it every time. You know, they've got to keep making these shows that are insanely popular.
True. I mean, this stuff don't come cheap. Netflix is vying to compete with media conglomerates with far deeper libraries and development budgets. They've been around for decades. And those big giants like Disney, like Time Warner, Viacom, they have much more to lose in terms of market share and ad dollars. So you need to be in it to win it if you're a smaller player like Netflix. That means you sign off on shows fast, you kill the laggards, pay more and ask questions later. You'll notice that they even took a $39 million write-down to euthanize the hit show House of Cards and at least one other project after the star Kevin Spacey. You know, he crashed and burned.
Yeah. You mentioned Disney. Let's talk about them for just a second because they're entering the streaming business in a pretty big way in 2019. I think Reed Hastings even said he was going to be a subscriber to this service. So, you know, what's Netflix doing about that and how big of a threat is a company like Disney coming into this space?
Yeah, House of Mouse, you know, it's going on the offensive. It's even buying many of Fox's studio assets precisely because it sees what an interloper like Netflix is capable of doing. It wants your streaming dollars for Mickey Mouse and Star Wars to go through its login and not Netflix's. So you're going to see Netflix at the same time race to greenlight original children's and Disney-centric programming. Already, you know, elsewhere you're seeing AT&T aligned with HBO, professional sports leagues streaming aligned with other wireless carriers, and you're going to see a whole lot more whining and dining and signing this year.
Yeah, everyone wants a piece of the pie. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Take care.